Buongiorno, come sta? I'm from Stirling, Scotland. That's Braveheart country. I'm sure you've all seen the movie Braveheart. We're a small group there, about 20 to 30 people on a good day. And we're like a little family group. I was called as a young man in my 20s, had three children, and was called to be part of God's work. And we've got a big family now. Half of the family's here. We've got seven adults and five grandchildren here. And that's half the family we've left home in Scotland. So we're very blessed. So blessed that after the third child, after the sixth child, my mother bought us a television set. So that was a good hint. My mother always knows what's best for me. I would like to carry on the same family theme of yesterday's sermons. Carmelo told us, love God first, then we have to love the love to love each other. Angelo told us to keep the right priorities with Jesus Christ in mind. And Ray told us to prepare for the spiritual family of God's kingdom. David explained the simple family law of the Ten Commandments, which is a family moral code of behavior. And Wayne, in his last fifth point there, told us with his feather, stay focused on the goal of the family kingdom. So this is a family setting that we have at the feast here. So please turn to Jude chapter 12. Jude chapter 12. One of the most important words in any language is love. Love in French is amor. Spanish, amor. German, lieben. And in Italian, amore. Amore. Amore, excuse me. Amore bacimi. I was trained by Italians, so I know some of the words, some of the songs too. The list could go on and on, yet in Hebrew, love is Ahab. Ahab. Love has inspired millions of songs, movies, books, poems in all languages around the world. Everyone is interested in love, especially teenagers and singles. And there's quite a few here, I see. But us oldies are also interested in love, as I can assure you, we're not dead yet. Might be old, but we're not dead. Let's read Jude verse 12. These are spots in your love feast. These are spots in your love feast. Jude 12 shows this is God's love feast that he has invited us to attend so that we can learn to fear and rejoice before him. A love or a Ahab in Hebrew feast. So as this is a love feast or festival, let us take time to look more closely at his word, at this word Ahab, so that we as Christians can be balanced individuals in love's application or doing. Let's turn to Revelation 22. Ahab is the Hebrew verb used for love. And we will remember from our school days, a verb is a doing word, a word in action, a word in motivation. Love then is never static. It flows like a fresh river or a fountain. In Revelation 21, verse 1, let's read that. Revelation 21, verse 1. 22, verse 1, sorry. 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. If you'd like a title for today's sermon, split sermon, The Feast of Love and Its Seven Priorities. The Feast of Love and Its Seven Priorities. Ahab, our love, has to flow out of us as God-kind children or a family, love being an action or a doing. Now that will bring questions to mind. Is love not a feeling, an emotion? The answer is mankind's love is based on feeling or emotion. The problem with this, that feeling or emotion can come and go, they are not consistent or constant. For instance, you can think of Brad Pitt and his wife, suddenly after many years of marriage, got divorced. An example of mankind's inconsistent love is seen in 2 Samuel 13. Now, this is a worthwhile Bible study at the feast of for our singles and our teenagers. 2 Samuel chapter 13, good for singles and teenagers to read, because it clearly shows we cannot trust or depend on unstable feelings of love, as carnal or fleshly love is actually lust. It is selfish and inward, so it destroys good moral character. Like a black hole at the center of each galaxy, it only consumes inward. It sucks in light and does not give out. Let's turn to 1 John 4. Oh, you don't have to turn there. You know the scripture. It's well known. 1 John 4, verses 8 and 16. It tells you God is love in both of these verses. True love is on a much higher plane. Its focus is outward, away from self. Another well-known scripture you don't have to turn to is 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, where it says, the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. That's what we all need for living God's way of life. God is Ahab, or God is love, the source of love who motivates with a constant and consistent outflowing. Let's go back to Revelation 22. We're going to read verse 2, talking about the same river of water of life. Verse 2, in the middle of its street and on either side of the river was a tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Like a refreshing, healing river of abundant living family life. John 4:24 is another well-known scripture. God is spirit, as well as God is love. So God is also a spirit, as well as God is love. That thus God is the personification of spiritual love. In other words, the main characteristic of both Abba, our Father, and Jesus' divine nature is Ahab, or love. And we know that 1 Corinthians 13:13 says the greatest of all these 12 fruits of the divine nature is love. Very beautiful. Both our Father and Jesus Christ live by the spirit of love. And their good news gospel is a plan to procreate. This means to bring into their Ahab form or being their very own God-kind family kingdom. Their very own children born again by their divine and outflowing love. So as we can see, God's love is motivated action, applying or doing. Or as Herbert W. Armstrong used to say, it's simply the give way of life. God's Ahab love in action or in doing has priorities as seen on the love ladder or the Ahab ladder, as you can see on the screen. And we're going to hand out some of these little ladders so you can keep them as a bookmark. These are 7 simple priorities for us as God's family to apply. Let's look at the priorities of love to enable us to become more balanced Christians. I have called these the priorities, these 7 priorities, the Ahab or love ladder, a ladder with 7 priority steps on it. Use it as a bookmark in your Bible as the gentlemen hand, the ushers hand out these little slips of paper. This priority ladder has been handed out to everyone to keep and apply. Now we'll go through these practical steps as priorities in Ahab love or godly love, so that the same river of love can flow from us to others. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Notice our first 2 priorities are why we keep our host feasts or festivals, as both Abba and Jesus are the personification of outflowing unselfish love. They are with us here in spirit, so our conduct should reflect their love in what we do and say. This simply means full of good spirit, their spirit, not too much vino, as we have in the tables. It's nice to have vino, but not too much vino. We've got to be asking each morning for the right spirit, and that's not Scotch whiskey, it's God's spirit. A reminder to us Scots who tend to be very spiritual people, especially at the feast. Let's read Ephesians 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, vino, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, with God's Spirit. That's what we've got to be filled with, especially at the Feast of Tabernacles. I have grouped priorities, steps 3, 4, and 5 together, as you can see on the screen, to emphasize the evil attack by Satan. It is most intense against the family unit. He hates it and wants to destroy it through his perverted, immoral society that we have today. He knows destroy the family unit, and he destroys a type of the kingdom of God. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Let's read that. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. This is a key scripture which brings God's Ahab love into balance in our mortal lives, our mortal family lives. I've seen over the years how people in the world, and even brethren in the church, get love priorities mixed up, that their lives become chaotic and confused as Satan's society, and we know that God calls it Babylon or Sodom. For instance, we have seen men put their children before their love for their third priority, which is their wife. We have seen women put their love for their children before their husbands. We've seen husbands or wives put their mums and dads or their siblings before their spouse. I've seen married couples or adults who neglect their elderly parents. Herbert W. Armstrong, shortly before he died in 1996, had to stop overzealous ministers neglecting their wives and children to serve the church. Some foolish people put their pets or their animals before love of people. I know there's some people who leave their fortune to the cats society or the dog society. Thankfully, I have a wife who tells me my priorities of love are out of order. God has given us men a second conscience in our wives. Yesterday was our 46th anniversary. We didn't forget each other's anniversary until the day before, both of us. Let's turn to the book of Malachi. The end of the Hebrew scriptures ends with a very powerful note. And Mr. Armstrong was used by God to do part of this work of Elijah. We know that Jesus Christ is the Elijah. He's not a man. It's Jesus Christ, because this is the work of Christ. Malachi verses 5 to 6. God is head of the family, and he wants us all to be family-minded as he and Jesus are, as this is the trunk of the tree and a type of his family kingdom. Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. We need to get back to restoring family love priorities so we can be the children of our God who dwells in Ahab love, motivated love. It is their divine nature, and it shows us how they live as an Elohim or God family. Malachi 4 verse 4, as we heard yesterday in David's sermonette, Malachi 4 verse 4. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Very simple, clear statutes and judgments with the Ten Commandments of the moral law. God has given us his family moral law to live by and to teach to our children, so they also can enter into a way of blessing and family happiness. The NIV translation calls it the covenant of love, which are the inspired words. The NIV is correct there. Parents' example in their own union of love can help the child see clear levels of priorities by applying this ladder of love. Remember, they are God's children, and we are only the guardians of God's offspring or heritage. So our example, they will follow as their own. And that's why sometimes too much vino, not so good, but more God's spirit each day than the vino. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. God wants his church to function as a spiritual family. Ahab love and moral law is the cement or mortar that binds us all together as God's family temple or body and bride of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:14 to 18. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what has communion with light, has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Come out from among them, means coming out of this world, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Our children can see our actions more than our words, because monkey see, monkey do. Let's go to John 15. The book of John, chapter 15, and we know it's about the vine. In the 20th century, Jesus' leader on earth, Mr. Armstrong, used to say the family focus is sticking to the trunk of the vine or the tree, as the twigs do not support family love. God our Father prunes all twigs. Let's read John 15, 1 to 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. But all twigs have to stay part of the vine or the trunk. Let's read verses 4 to 8. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine or sticking to the trunk of the tree. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the true vine, you're the branches or the twigs. You also abide in me and I in him. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be given to you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the spirit of love flows from the trunk, and of course we know the trunk of the tree is Jesus Christ, the church. He is head of the church. Let's turn to Ephesians 5, verse 16. Ephesians 5, 16. Remember, for us all, the greatest test of Ahab love is the time we spend with the ones we love. As love equals our time, it is more than words and emotions, as my wife reminds me from time to time in my busy life. She's got to catch my attention and bring me back. She sometimes says, beam down, Scotty. This is Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. This is an evil age, and we've got to redeem the time. Do we give love time, or does TV, iPad, smartphone, or computer consume quality time? Even hobbies invented by the Scots, like golf, produces golf widows. So even us men in our golfing, we've got to be balanced. Let's go to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. We need to prioritize our time so it can be Ahab time. Those who need our Ahab love need the most time so they can have their needs cared for. Mortal time and love cannot be separated. You cannot separate time and love. So it takes us back to spending time in this life priorities. Romans 13, verses 8 to 10. Romans 13, verses 8 to 10. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love, or Ahab, is the fulfillment of the law. The higher priority requires more time, and it starts with a simple action each day. And it was nice to, one of my granddaughters came in this morning to bed, and she came for a granddad hug. And that's how it starts each day. Love starts with action. It's not a noun, it's a verb. Love has got to start with a cuddle, an embrace, or a hug. Motivated by love to the ones we love each day. Of course, I cuddled my wife before in the night, but she got up for a shower early, so I couldn't cuddle her in the morning. I usually do. So it starts with a cuddle. Let's go to Romans 8. It's the last scripture. God's Ahab love is motivated love, is procreating or bringing into his family his very own resurrected God-kind children, personified with love as God the Father and Jesus Christ are. Hopefully, our love ladder, this love ladder here on the screen, hopefully our love ladder can help us all to be balanced Christian families who reflect Christ's love priorities in this world of darkness. Let's read Romans 8, 38 and 39. Romans 8, 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us be balanced, Ahab family, and please our host at his love feast. And remember, start each day with a cuddle. It's Ahab in action. Let's be known as the cuddle church of God. Or the huggies.